if at all you fight for your own right. Now you have to understand, if at all you fight for your own right, you can never ever become vengeful or greedy, because you are just fighting for your right, and your right is a predefined necessity for yourself. Am I clear with you? Now, what is my right? My freedom of speech is my right. But if I understand my freedom of speech as saying whatever I want to say, then my freedom of speech will be an impediment in others' life. Because there, my right is my necessity, and my necessity is a balance of my existence with my surroundings. Now, what is necessity? Me existing and the surrounding existing peacefully is the necessity. But when you lose that perfect understanding of that right, fighting for your own right, and say only I exist, only I am right, I do not need a peaceful coexistence with the surrounding, then my right, here in the example, freedom of speech, can be an impediment, trouble in other people's life. In the same fashion, you do not find a balance between fighting for your rights and being greedy or being more swayed away by emotions. Remember, you only get swayed away by emotions when you lose the concept or understanding on what your rights are. When your rights are, for example, let us take the example of Mahatma Gandhi. Now, he was fighting for his rights. Swaraj is my birthright. Of course, Mahatma Gandhi did not coin this, but let us say he believed that independence was his birthright. Am I clear with you? Now, he too believed that Swaraj is his birthright. Then he believed in what is his right as a citizen to fight his government. At that point in time, he said the government is British Empire. I am a citizen, and it is my right to fight for my rights in the way that is agreeable to the citizen and the government. That is what he thought. This is by being in center with his own self. Now, he fought for his right. Actually, Mahatma Gandhi was never troubled. If you see Subhash Chandra Bose, he realized that it is my birthright and I do not recognize British Empire as the government because it has forced itself upon me or on the masses. Am I clear with you? Now, with this, whatever aggression or whatever force the great Subhash Chandra Bose, the pride of India, the jewel pride of India, has done. Remember, most people today subscribe to that opinion and say, yes, they forced themselves upon us. We were not actually the citizens of British Empire. We were a colony. Yes or no? So, first you need to define what are your rights. And when you are really fighting for your rights, you can never be swayed away with emotions. If you are confused with what is your right, and if you are only focusing on or washed off with your emotion of I want this somehow in any or anyhow I should get it. What is the difference between terrorism and the great freedom struggle of the great Subhash Chandra Bose? Thought. Subhash Chandra Bose fought. Terrorists fight. But the great, the holy and the pious Subhash Chandra Bose had a proper thought I do not subscribe as a citizen of British because British themselves do not consider me as a citizen. Now that thought is out of awareness. Now for a terrorist, if you will understand, there is no awareness. There is no you exist and I exist. Why we should be on? I feel somebody somewhere has done injustice, so I will do injustice here. That's called terrorism. The great holy Subhash Chandra Bose did something called as thought leadership. Fighting for your rights is thought leadership. And when you lose that self-awareness and that thought leadership, then you lose your control and you get swayed up by emotions and you become greedy or you become, you know, tormenting to other people. So when you are fighting for your cause and when you can justify your cause, always remember, losing your self-awareness makes you get swayed by emotions. Sticking on, focusing on, being aligned to your just cause makes you stick to your rights. When you fight for your rights, it's called thought leadership. When you develop that thought leadership, you always stay in the right path because thought leadership is for the people who have realized that they are born to succeed because they are designed to succeed. Where success is a state of continuous and constant fulfillment. If you see the great Subhash Chandra Bose, it is perfect. Now there is a lot of controversy whether he was alive or not or whatever. But if you see, even if he was alive after the plane crash and all, you will only understand. He fought for the just cause that he believed and he just lived by it. He never was interested in taking the title, or he was never interested in taking the name for it. He just did what is right and he lived by it and he was detached with the results. Nobody could actually find him wrong. So, living your life with absolute self-awareness is the most important quality that you should develop. You should not be swayed by emotions. And how can you develop that? Remember, when you are thinking in a specific direction and you cannot consider the antagonistic thoughts towards your own thought pattern as a natural possibility, and when you have not well countered, thought of, or organized all the thoughts against your own thought pattern in a proper way, then you are already swayed up by your emotions. You will say, I want to do it like this. I feel this is injustice on me. I have to do it like this. And when somebody puts up an just argument, and this is the way it has to, why you have to wait for somebody to put up an argument? In your own mind, you are convinced what you think is correct. You have not well thought of all the probabilities and possibilities of life. And you have not understood the importance of opponent in life. The importance of opponent in life. This is what I believe is truth. And I find an opponent, I should not start hating the opponent. I should start loving my just cause in an absolute clarity and think from the holistic perspective. Now, why do you think the great Subhash Chandra Bose or Bhagat Singh were so valued, even though they actually died prematurely, they martyred themselves prematurely? Why do you think that is? Because if you understand, Bhagat Singh lived for a very small time. But then this great man is very, very, very well respected because he thought what the opponents should think. He thought what he should think. He countered the opponent's thought with his thought. And he did a balanced study on the anti-thought and thought and came to a consolidated conclusion that this is what I may not achieve complete freedom, but I will create an event, and my goal is to create an event of earmarking or an event of transformation within the masses. He absolutely had clarity on what he is doing. So when you are fighting for the just cause, no, you may not fight for the great causes like what the great people like Bhagat Singh or Subhash Chandra Bose did. But you will have to understand this. Whenever you are fighting for your cause, you will be absolutely aware of what you and what your opponent thinks and counter and arrive at a balanced thought. And once you have arrived at a balanced thought, you can never be swayed up by your emotions. Because this thought leadership is the true jewel of every human existence. We are different from the world. In this world, there are animals, there are plants. And we human beings, if you see, are more evolved, advanced than animals and plants. Animals are more advanced than plants. Am I clear with you? But human beings are more advanced. The Sanatana Dharma says, plants are not so very well advanced because they do not have the ability to interpret and react and communicate in an expressive way. They also feel, they also experience, but they cannot expressively communicate. Am I clear with you? Jnana, ability to interpret. Plant experiences emotions, but cannot interpret emotions. Animals can interpret emotions, but cannot express the interpretations of their emotions. What is the difference? The Sanatana Dharma says, animals are those that they look at, when they look at, though they are looking at something, they are not able to exactly interpret and understand the holistic perspective of what they are looking at. Human beings are more advanced. When they look at, they can understand the imperative meaning behind what they are looking at. Yes or no? When something happens, what is the difference between animals and human beings? We can understand the imperativeness of anything. When we cannot understand the imperativeness, and when we are lost in the flow of our own thoughts and just do what is. For example, a lot of people these days, they watch TV. They just watch TV. They don't even think. They just watch TV, they watch TV, they watch TV. It happens. Yes or no? They just do because they're doing. And when you know what you're doing while doing it, while doing it, and you understand much beyond than what you do, what is done or what is happening, and when you are aware of all this, that three-dimensional awareness, what I am doing, what is happening, and what is the outcome, when you are absolutely three-dimensionally aware of all that is surrounding happening, then only you are qualified as a perfect human being. Or else, what is the difference between an animal that is lured by looking at the green crops in the field? It's lured to go and feed on that. And the moment it looks at the farmer, it's scared, it runs away. Happens. We are also becoming slaves to our own inner thought provocations. We look at something, we are one person when nobody is looking at us. We are one person when nobody is looking at us, and we are one other person when everybody is looking at us. Thereby trying to tell our own subconscious to our own conscious that we do not have an intrinsic strength of character within our own self. We are continuously swayed by emotions, or we are continuously swayed by what instant thoughts we get in our mind. Animals also do the same. So when you differentiate yourself with the self-awareness and the jnana, one who observes, not just looks at what he is looking at. One who just observes and perceives and synthesizes the holistic meaning behind what he looks at is called human being. One who synthesizes by observing and processes that observing observated information and synthesizes an holistic understanding, and then fighting for his rights, can never ever be swayed with emotions, because he knows his want to succeed, because he is designed to succeed. Jai Guru Datta, Jai Guru Datta, Jai Jai Guru Datta.
For more such content, events and programs, download our Tattvamasi app, or you can also visit our website guruatmananda.org.